moderator's prerogative and just give you a couple of introductory remarks to set the stage, as it were, for the next two presentations. This is to give you a little bit of context on a national level. In mid-year 2008, a census was done of prisons and jails in the U.S. by the Bureau of Justice Statistics of the Department of Justice, which counted about 2.3 to 2.4 million prisoners in the U.S. 1.6 million of these were in prison, and the other 785,000 were in jails. Prisons are places where people are incarcerated. I'm not sure if I'm going to be a little redundant with our other speakers, but in prisons, people are generally sentenced, and they're there for a year, and they're also people who are, or more, and they're also people on parole violations in prisons. And in jails, people are there before being adjudicated and also on short sentences. Risk behaviors for viral hepatitis, in particular, are common in jails and prisons, including injection drug use. There also is reported sex while incarcerated, although the estimates of that are very unreliable. And certainly other potential risks for transmitting blood-borne diseases like tattooing, which is a common behavior. The prevalence of chronic hepatitis B virus infection in jails and prisons is between 1% and 4%. So for viral hepatitis prevention, there are some recommended activities, including education, vaccination against hepatitis A, which is risk-based, and against hepatitis B, which is recommended for all people incarcerated in correctional facilities. And then testing for HBV and HCV is recommended for long-term inmates. Of course, that comes with the complications of continuity of care after release, and there are certain barriers which limit implementation. And in 2000, a survey was done asking about hepatitis B vaccination policies in prisons in the U.S. 65% of prisons said that they had a hepatitis B vaccination policy. But that survey also asked whether a dose of vaccine had been administered within the last 12 months. And only 25% of those said that they had actually administered a dose of hepatitis B vaccine. So hepatitis B vaccination policies were in place, but vaccine was not being administered. So what were the barriers? Well, the barriers reported, of course, were cost, but also logistics and political barriers, which I think you'll probably hear more about. In terms of hepatitis B vaccine coverage, although at the bottom of this slide I show adults represent about 95% of new reported hepatitis B cases in our surveillance data, adults at risk for infection have low vaccination coverage. So these are people who are recommended for vaccination. And then you might have seen this before because these data are a little bit old, but I thought it just bore reminding that in the Sentinel County study of viral hepatitis, they looked at prior opportunities for vaccination among people presenting with acute hepatitis B and found that there was a history of incarceration for 40% of people who were getting reported to the CDC with acute hepatitis B. So it's a real missed opportunity for vaccination in many cases. So CDC had long recommended vaccination in multiple types of settings where high-risk adults are seen, but cost was a major barrier for vaccination. This is a picture of the December 2006 MMWR that recommended hepatitis B vaccination for adults by venue-based strategies. So then in 2008, CDC was able to award $20 million to 51 project areas for vaccine purchase. This is a little chart of between November 1st, 2007 and October 31st, 2008, of where all the different sorts of venues were that were vaccinating adults through this new 317 money. And there were 104 jails and 99 prisons that initially applied for these vaccine funds. 65 of the jails and 62 of the prisons actually reported being able to give doses of vaccine. This busy slide, which I'll apologize for the busyness of, shows the difference between doses ordered in blue and doses administered in red. And so, as you can see, the administration rates for jails and prisons was less than ideal. And, of course, there are many reasons for that, and we'll hear more about that. Then this is just a map in the U.S. of which states had correctional facilities participating in the hepatitis B vaccine initiative, and the light green states are those who had participating jails, dark green states were those with participating prisons, and the gray states were states that had participating jails and prisons.